Effie read the email again and looked down at her fingertips on the computer keyboard in front of her. They were pale and chewed, nails as red-rimmed as her eyes. Unfucking believable. She had been looking forward to that holiday for months. When Lizzie, happy, carefree, in love with love Lizzie, lit from within by the sort of glow that comes only from the joy of somebody having weighed you in the balance, and decided that, yes, they would like to spend the rest of their existence by your side, had first mentioned her plan to get married abroad, Effie had made all the right, impressed, positive noises. In fact, she had never seen the point of marrying in another country, neither of you were from, when your own had more than enough venues, and your guests all lived in it. Lizzie even came from the sort of commuter belt family for whom home is a village with a Norman church tucked away for the precise purpose of rendering its prodigal city worker daughters, Elizabeth Bennet, for a day. Supposing the couple didn't fancy that option, there were plenty of municipal buildings near where they lived in London to choose from. Proud borough town halls, built in civic red brick, that would appear nice enough in the background of the photos, as long as you positioned someone in front of the fire escape signs. Deliberately derelict warehouses and deconsecrated chapels gone just enough to rack and ruin to look good on Instagram, but not to pose any real health and safety risks, beyond an enduring chill that storage heaters would never quite take the edge off. Wood-panelled rooms upstairs in pubs, where the groomsmen could nip down to catch the football highlights between the speeches. Or conference suites in five-star hotels that rich tourists paid to stay in, and Londoners only ever went to on somebody else's money, full of regimented chairs with covers that slipped over them to guard against the worst of the stains. Were the covers, Effie wondered, lined with something waterproof? Otherwise, what was the point in providing two different layers of fabric for the inevitable nuptial spillages of red wine, gravy, and stomach acid to soak into? Effie noted that nobody who got married abroad ever seemed to do it in a climate colder than their own. It was always in a chateau, a trullo, or a vineyard located in some hot-blooded country, in the hope that the terroir would imbue the pallid Celts who booked them with the same body and top notes, zest even, it did the grapes it nurtured. No. When the time came, Effie had always presumed she would do what most people seemed to. Book a registry office, where tidy men and women in bank manager suits presided over efficient, non-Latinate words exchanged between couples who filed in and out on the hour, like cuckoos from a clock. Of course, for this to be any sort of viable option, Effie needed somebody who was interested in marrying her. She closed her eyes at the thought, briefly, but for a beat longer than a blink, in case she started crying at her desk. Again. She had managed not to for a whole month now. It was a record she didn't want to break. Especially not now that things might finally be looking up again. Despite Effie's initial misgivings, her best friend's obvious and utter delight had been enough to sell Effie on the idea of a wedding abroad, eventually. Over the months, she'd come to see the wedding as the least important part of the holiday anyway. Not that she'd let that on to Lizzie, of course. The rest of the week, Effie intended to spend nursing her poor battered soul and steamrolled self-esteem on a sun lounger, trying to discover who she might be able to become when she arrived home again. Hopefully less lonely, and unlocked the door to her flat, where nothing would have moved while she was away, and nobody would be waiting for her.